Let us go to the word, which is in 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. If you find Hebrews, you can flip the pages, you'll come to 1 John chapter 1. It reads like this: that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. God's word for God's people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. How happy are the saints above who once went siren here, but now they taste unmingling love and joy without a tear. The consecrated cross I bear, the death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a cross for me. If you would, just help me with this hymn. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the for every
Lord, I pray. I look around and see all these familiar faces in here. And I think about some are not here today. Some didn't make it from last year to this year. Here we stand and here we sit right here in God's house. I can't do it but say thank you and have mercy to you. Down with every head bowed. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, once again we come to the holy righteous name of Jesus. As humble as we know how. Thank you for what you already have done, Father God. You already made a way for us to get into heaven. Where you'll be there to receive us by yourself. We can't do nothing but say thank you. Thank you because we haven't been so good. But you are the one who had mercy and gave us mercy and grace. Nobody else could give us that. It's nothing we don't even deserve, Father God. Why? Because we're sinners, Father God. And you forgave us our sin. We thank you for blessing this church. Bless each and every member here. Bless the ones who traveled on the highways and byways, Father God. Again, we just found sitting in the humble and just say thank you. That's the least we can do is just say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you on behalf of the sick and shut in everywhere. Thank you, God. Ones are standing out in red lines. Thank you, God. Thank you we're not laid up in a hospital somewhere. Thank you, God. That's the ones who are there, Father God. We don't have to ask that you go to the hospital. You're already there. Already at the convalescent home, Father God. We just want to cry out the name of Jesus on all their behalf, Father God. That's the mothers of this church, the deacons of this church, the pastors of this church, and all who are involved in this house, Father God. Father, the Son needs one thing, the Son needs you for another. But I know in all ourselves here in New Hope, we need you in every step we make, Father God. Not just some step, but every step, Father God. Father God, I ask you to give me a clean heart. Give us all a clean heart. Give us a clean mind, Father God. While we're weak, Father God, we pray you make us strong, Father God. Weak in a lot of ways, Father God. I thank you for the food that you give. Blessing that you give, the money that you give. You taught us in your word, Father. You give us three things: your provision, your protection, and your promise, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We find ourselves again in humble and ask to say thank you. 99% of my prayers just by thanks, Father God. Father God, I'm not the oldest person here, I'm not the youngest. But you bless me and bless us, Father God, to get to our senior years, Father God. Some of them dropped off by the wayside, Father God. Yeah, here we are, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for every day of Thanksgiving, Father God. Day of Thanksgiving. Even at this time of year where we celebrate your birth, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. That you sent your daughter, son, Jesus, down to the fathers of generation, born, bled, suffered, and died, Father God. And paid a sin that he did not even know. Thank you. Thank you. Bless all who own the sickness, Father God. Everyone, Father God. Don't have to be black, white, brown, or blue, Father God. We pray for everyone. Pray for these war-torn countries, Father God. I've never been involved in an explosion, Father God. Here we sit. Right here in New Hope, Father God. Yeah, we don't look far to find a war. It's right here with us, Father God. Drug war. Liquor war. With our homes and other things. Thank you, Father God. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Well, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody to help me out this morning. We're gonna do a couple of verses and we're gonna get out of the way so we can go ahead and get started. Amen. Amen. I hadn't did this in a while, so y'all gonna help me out. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my
God some praise. Come on and give God some praise. How many know that God is worthy? How many believe God is worthy to be praised? Come on and give God some praise. Truly, He's worthy of all of the praises. He's been too good to us for us not to give Him the glory. He's made ways out of no way. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Give God the praise. He's worthy of all of the praise. Amen. We come to celebrate and give God His due. His Son Jesus, who died, came into this world and died on the cross for all of our sins. Amen. We're going to ask our choir if they would do us a Christmas song, if you would. Amen. Just before we begin. And then we're going to ask Reverend Donovan if he would come with our prayer. Amen. And then Reverend Avery will come with our responsive reading. And Dr. Reed will come with our scripture, which can be found in the book of Galatians. Galatians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Galatians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7.
All right. Good morning, good morning. We're going to make sure we include everybody on this morning. Our Christmas song for today will be "O Come All Ye Faithful." You have the red hymn book in front of you, page 59. We're going to all sing that together. Y'all can go ahead and stand with us, please.
Of God. more time we're here in the house of the Lord, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our God, we come before you today thanking you for your blessing, your love. Thank you, oh God, for waking us up to this new day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and honor. Went all the way to Calvary. We thank you, dear God, that we live in a country where we can worship you freely. You were born. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We pray for our pastor today. Lord God, bless him. Bless his family. Reverend Kitchen, oh, God, man that's standing the gap, continue to bless him and his family. And oh God, bless each one of us here today. You know the need that we have. And Lord, we ask that they'll be met, Lord God, and we can rejoice in you because you're a great God. Bless the choir, the musicians, everything, the ushers. As we serve you here below, dear God, we think of those who are at home, who are sick, those in convalescent home. Oh, my God, be with them. We know it's a hard time around the Christmas season, but stay dear to them, my God. You love them. So we ask, oh God, that your healing power may rest on their life. You're the great physician, dear God. And we're going to trust you to do the impossible. Lord, someone here today is under a heavy load. Oh God, they know who they are. Bless them. Lift that load, dear God.
Yes.
Solve that problem, dear God.
Yes.
We know that you can. We know that you will. Oh, my Lord, bless our visitors today. Give them what they need today. And oh, God, when it's all over today, dear God, may we say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for being with us. Continue to bless us and to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
The responsive reading will come from the book of Matthew, the first chapter. We're going to verses 18 to 25. When you have it, say amen. I will read the even verses and you will read the odd, and we'll read verse 25 together. And it reads from the New King James Version. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was exposed, that means engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. But while he thought on those things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Then Jesus, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Verse 25, let us read together.
And knew her not till she had brought forth her
firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. God bless. Amen.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. As our parishioners are coming in, Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Y'all look so cute in y'all red and black. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start with verse 1. And God's word to his people. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, than an heir of God through Christ. Praise God for his holy word. Walk in your inheritance.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody, give God some praise. Amen. Truly, He is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. We give honor to God again, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and our guide, to His Son, Jesus the Christ, who said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." Come on, you ought to give God some praise. Amen. To my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence today. Amen. To First Lady, Sister Steed. Amen. To my First Lady. I think she's hiding behind Sister Sexton there. Amen. Sister Kitchens. Amen. She is with child. And don't y'all take that for wrong. Amen. This is my grandson. This is his first time here, second time here. He's never heard Papa preach. Amen. Amen. He told us yesterday that he was three. And we told him, "No, you're not three." He said, "I am three." And he thinks he's three. Amen. Had to put him to sleep last night. He wanted to stay up too late. Amen. When they come to Papa's house, there is a set time. Amen. Give God the praise for him. We give honor to all of these ministers, to the deacons, mothers, members, and friends. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. He has been good to all of us. Amen. Brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. Pray much for our pastor in his absence today. As many of us know, he eulogized his cousin's son on yesterday. And we pray that he would have, him and family will have safe travels back home here to Atlanta. Amen. Want to pray much for all of those that are sick and bereavement at this time, and pray much that in this season of Christmas that we be mindful of those that are less fortunate than we are. Amen. Amen. So pray much for those that may not have what we have or able to enjoy. Amen. None of us from January 1 realized that we would make it thus far in this year. Amen. Isn't God a marvelous God? Amen. And as close as some of us are, we may not make it to the end of this year. Amen. But thanks be to God who holds tomorrow in His hands. And I'm glad. I'm happy to announce that he got us in the palm of His hand. Isn't that good to know? Amen. 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 We thank God for all of you being here today. So pray much for Pastor as he returned back home, and all of those that are sick and bereavement. Pray much for Sister McGee and her family, whom they had the homegoing service on last week for her sister. So keep that family lifted up. And also the Johnson family, who Deacon Johnson was eulogized here this past Monday here at the church. Pray much for that family, that God will give all of them peace and comfort in these days and in these times. Like to take this opportunity to thank all of those who were here, amen, to witness the homegoing celebration of Deacon Johnson. Whatever you did, I'm sure, to make the family feel comfortable, it was much appreciated. So on behalf of Dr. Steed and the entire church, we thank you so very, very much. Amen. 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 Again,
This is the Christmas season, and this is the season where we all give to our loved ones, our friends, and what have you. But as I stated earlier, be mindful of those who are less fortunate than we are. We will now have a couple of special announcements. Sister Young has one, amen, for the new members program that's coming up. Following him, Deacon Dillard has one for our youth department, and I think Sister Strawberry has a presentation. Amen.
Testing, testing. Good morning, New Hope. I am Sister Angela Young, and I come before you all, for those that don't know me, as president of the Curtis Street Ministry. We will be having the new members program the third Sunday in January, which is January 21st, at the 10:45 hour only. So for our new members, we will be corresponding with you. This is your time to shine. You can stand by with the ushers if you choose. You could sing in the choir, providing you go to choir rehearsal. You can also assist the deacons with offering, or you could also be on the program. We will be contacting you via correspondence and via phone just to make sure that you understand what's going on. And at this time, will all the Curtis Street members please stand? So if you have any questions that I'm not here, you could see one of them. Okay. So once again, thank you. Once again, the program is the third Sunday in January, the 21st at 10:45. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. Deacon Dill, I'm coming on behalf of the youth department. You know, they always get the young guys to do the announcement for the youth, so. just want to let all the youth know that, you know, when right before Thanksgiving we did a Friendsgiving and had the kids out, and they had a good time. So what we're looking at doing this coming Friday, you know, the kids are out this week, so we got to give them something to do. So this coming Friday from 5 to 7, we're going to have another get together for the kids downstairs. There's going to be some games, some food, some fun and fellowship, and we're just going to have the kids come out and have a good time because we're trying to get them back involved. So what better way is to let them come out and get to know each other? And parents, don't just come up here and push them out the car and drive off. We invite you to hang around a little bit and get to know the kids as well. You know, it's only for a couple of hours, so just come out and enjoy some time with the kids. And we had a good time last time, and I think some of us adults kind of learned a few things from the kids last time. So we invite you all to come out. Also, next Sunday being Christmas Eve, the kids are planning on doing a little Christmas skit. So we invite you to bring the kids out, I think Tuesday night at 6:30, to, you know, if they hadn't already got a part, bring them out so they can get a part and participate with the kit, with the skit. And also Saturday, what time is it Saturday? 10 a.m. They can come out, you know, that'll be the second rehearsal for the skit. So invite you to come out Friday night. Bring the kids out Tuesday and Saturday so they can be a part of that Christmas skit. And let's get the kids involved. And, you know, we don't want the kids just to be involved. We want you guys to be involved as well. Amen? Amen. Oh, they wanted me to remind you that 10 a.m.? What's 10 a.m.? I thought it was 10:45. Oh, okay. Yeah, the skit will be Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Before 10:45 service.
Good morning, New Hope. Giving honor to God, Pastor Steed in his absence, Reverend Kitchens, deacons, members, and friends, I come before you on behalf of Youth Church. And will everyone who's a part of Youth Church please stand? Reverend Kitchens, we would like to present you and Pastor with a basket of fruit, just to say we love you, we appreciate you, and Merry Christmas. And we have a special treat for all of our young people today. At the end of service, we will have a bag of fruit for you also. Thank you. And a special thanks goes out to Sister Chan and Brother Chan. Thank you.
John, those that don't know Sister Chan, stand up. Amen. Sister Chan supplied a lot of this fruit for the young people. So give God the praise. Amen. So young people, make sure you get your gifts as you're leaving today. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. I have to say that, you know, since I've been back, been pretty busy, but I can't take all the credit for myself. I come to give some type of appreciation because out of all the work that's been done here, it wasn't easy, but God gave us a vision and we went with it. And I just want to give thanks to the ones that are part of making New Hope Christmas decorations. Not only that, for 3 months straight, we've been rolling. So let's just include all of them. Choir anniversary and pastor's anniversary as well. First, I want to give thanks to Sister Daniels for trusting me and allowing me to head up the decoration committee. So I have a little token for you as well. It's just an appreciation to say thank you for allowing me to get back into the work that I like to do.
Thank you for serving. Thank you for serving.
We also have Sister Chong, very dedicated. She is the treasurer of the decoration committee. And on here, when I come this way, she always is here with me, doing God's work. It's just to say thank you. And I love you for all of you. And I also have one more. I'll never forget her, but it's two or three more, but they're not here today. Joan Earnhardt, where are you? This is our vice treasurer. And no matter where she comes, she's always here too, as a matter of fact. But she lightened me up a lot. I don't understand her half the time, but I guarantee you she makes sure that I know what she's talking about. Last but not least, somebody that I never thought that would a part in this. She don't know it, but she's part of the decoration committee as well. Sister Robin Kelly. This is just a token of my love and to thank you guys for being there for me and helping me through everything I've been through. Love you. And I would like to say this. Anybody that has a vision and would like to be part of the decoration committee, I would gladly welcome you. We love you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, church. I stand before you this morning to bring a young man out. He's serving his country, and he came home, and as a surprise to his grandparents, so they don't know he's home. So we're gonna bring him out right now. God is good. God is good. So I guess by now you figured out whose grandson it is, right? All right. Thank you.
Amen. What a joyous day this is. Amen. 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 Deacon Brooks, Sister Brooks, what a surprise. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, sir, for your service. Amen. Come on and give him a hand clap of praise, church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Look like you can still do it, Sister Brooks. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Do we have any visitors with us today other than our service, Brother Brooks here? Do we have any visitors? If you would, please stand. Any visitors? Amen. Please remain standing. Amen. Stand up. Please remain standing. I saw her come in, Sister Cox. I don't know where she is, but she can do it a lot better than I can if she feels like it. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cox. Give her a hand as she comes. Amen. Let her greet our visitors. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. We pause at this moment in our worship services to recognize those visiting with us. Would you give us your name and where you're visiting from in the back? Okay. Thank you. And your name? I understand. Okay, praise God. We are so happy that you've chosen to fellowship with us during this holiday season. We'd like to remind you that this season is most important because the first six letters is the reason for the season. Christ the Savior was born. And we'd like for you to remember to invite the guest of honor to your celebration. On behalf of our pastor in his absence, Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, First Lady Steed, the official board, and the entire New Hope Baptist Church family, we extend to you a warm and heartfelt welcome. We invite you to sing with us, to pray with us, and most of all, to study God's Word with us. Later on in the services, if you do not have a church home, and if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, we invite you, as the Holy Spirit permits, to do so at this time. We welcome you to all of our services here at New Hope, and may you be blessed during this holiday season. Thank you.
Amen. Give Sister Cox a hand again. All right. Please put this on your calendar. Amen. And then we will move forward next Sunday and the fifth Sunday. There will only be one service, the 10:45 service. That's next Sunday, which is Christmas Eve, and the fifth Sunday, which is New Year's Eve. There will only be one service. We will have one service at 10:45. Amen? Amen. Please put that on your calendar. Amen. We're going to ask all of our officers if they would come. This is a time where we can, amen, express our love for Christ and what he's done for us in our giving one way. Amen. So we're going to ask our officers if they would come, and everyone stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. This has been a blessed day. I am overjoyed. Amen. So the message won't be very long, Dr. Reed. Amen. Dr. Reed say good. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour, this moment. We thank you for this privilege to be able to give. We pray now that you would bless these gifts that may be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. It is in Jesus' name we say amen. Amen. We're going to ask all of our ministers if they would come first. Following that, our deacons, mothers, members, you will be directed by the ushers from the rear. Amen. Thank you.
your name. Father, we ask that you use the offering that was given for the uplifting of your kingdom. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Comes, there's a thank you card to Dr. Rafsey, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church family. Your thoughtfulness has been a real blessing. Thank you so very much for your kindness toward our family during the Thanksgiving holiday. May God continue to bless you and the New Hope family with much prosperity, grace, and mercy. Love always. This comes from Deacon and Deaconess Rice and their family. Amen. 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 We will now be blessed by our choir.
Thank you.
every head bow, all eyes closed. Again, we thank you in the name of Jesus, who said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are, the hour has come. Father, we need your Holy Spirit to come and dwell in our hearts and in our minds. Father, we need your strength, Father, to help us make it through this moment. And in the name of Jesus, remove self out of the way, that in the end, Lord, you will get the glory. Father, go from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Father, give me the wisdom, give me the knowledge, give me the understanding and the clarity that you would have your people here in the name of Jesus. Remove this, your servant, behind your cross, that in the end you will get the glory and that your name will be lifted up high among all nations. Men and women, boys and girls would say, what must I do to be saved? It is in the name of Jesus we give you honor and we give you the praise. Amen. Come on and give God some more praise. Amen. Again, I am elated to be standing before each of you. Amen. I do not take this lightly. Thank God for Pastor, who saw enough in little old me. Amen. To be here this hour. Thank you, Pastor. If you're listening in, we give God the praise for you and your family. Amen. Scripture has been read there in the fourth chapter of Galatians. The fourth chapter of Galatians. Verse 4 reads, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Verse 5 says, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We want to use as a thought very briefly today, Jesus came at the right moment. Jesus came at the right moment. My brothers and sisters, if you open your Bibles, the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes will let us know in the beginning verses of that third chapter that there is a time and a season for everything. Are y'all gonna pray with me? We have, make no mistake about it, Dr. Reed, we've covered up Christmas with Santa Claus. We've covered up Easter with the bunny. And the truth be told, Brother Jackson, that in this season of giving, one preacher said a long time ago, we got too many CEM members. They only come to church on Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. Are y'all going to pray with me? But I might bust your bubble just for a moment. Santa Claus is not the reason for this season. Amen. The CHRIST is the reason for the season. Christ Jesus. Amen. God had a plan, and his plan was that things would happen in the way that he wanted them to happen. Have you ever stopped to consider how, Reverend Donovan, important timing is to everything that exists? Do you plant tomato plants in November? Come on, somebody. Do you paint outside of your house in January? Do you go swimming in the pond during February? I think if I asked somebody, all those answers would be no. Why not? It's not the what? Right time, and it's not the season. Are y'all going to pray with me? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. There is a right time for such activities. I think we would all agree that December is not the best time to start a diet. Help me, somebody. Think about the importance of timing in sports. If the timing is off, Reverend Donovan, the quarterback won't connect with the receiver for a completion. It doesn't take but a minute to throw off the timing of a football. If the timing, Dr. Reed, is off, the basketball player will arrive at the spot before the ball or after the ball is already passed. Are y'all going to pray with me? Think about the importance of timing for our daily lives. Sister Macklin, if you ever missed a flight because you arrive 1 minute late after boarding, you know the importance of timing. You are delayed at work, but because of the delay, you missed a major accident on the interstate. If you are the parent of a preschooler, you know that if you turn your head 1 minute, come on, somebody, that the preschooler can be long gone and all in trouble. Somebody ought to be a witness today. Does 1 minute make a difference? Just ask those who made it out of the Twin Towers minutes before they collapsed. 1 moment, 1/60th of a second interval of time placed in just the right location can make all the difference in the world. Are y'all praying with me? I want to take you on, Brother Cherry, a little journey. And on this journey, brothers and sisters, I want you to reminisce back in your mind. I want you to go back into the portals of time and to the distance of a dark night in the faraway land. I want us to imagine being outside of Bethlehem on the night that Jesus was born. I want us to imagine seeing and hearing the angels proclaiming a heavenly announcement. I want us to imagine being patriots with the shepherds watching sheep. Somebody ought to pray with me. You are out there, the very mundane of the ordinary night. Come on, somebody. And you're doing what you always do. And out of nowhere, an angel appears and announces that there is some good news. Somebody ought to say amen. That's what Israel was expecting when he had arrived. The angel announced that a redeemer of the world was so desperately needed and had already arrived. Are y'all praying with me? The angel comes, imagine in your mind, and announces the expectation had now been realized. That hope is now actualize, that the centuries of anticipation has now come to satisfaction condition. Are y'all praying with me? Salvation is now manifest.
Can you imagine hearing the angels say, Reverend Donovan, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, Sister Kitchen, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ Lord. Can you imagine in your mind that it got so good? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. That the angelical angels in the choir took their place in the siesta lofts of the clouds, and they begin to sing praises to God our Father. And I don't know about you, but every now and then I got a song that I need to sing. I got a prayer that I need to pray, and nobody can pray the prayer for me. Nobody can sing the song like I can sing it. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. I got a song nobody can't sing for me. Hayes, I heard you earlier singing that hymn, but I got a hymn that the angelical angels can't sing. A charge to keep I have. I got a God I can glorify who gave his son my soul to save and fit it for the sky. Oh, every now and then you got to get you a song. What this angelical announcement was really comparing to was that the fullness of time had come. Are y'all going to pray with me? In our text today, I'm almost done. We're going home. Paul is relating back to what he calls the Christmas story, found in the book of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus was born, he was the long-awaited Messiah. However, most folk had no idea what was going on, and that's the same thing that's happening around us today. We're sitting around not realizing what's going on, what's happening. God is doing a great thing in all of our lives. I know that it seems crazy sometimes. You hear on social media about all this discussion and all these discouragement things, but God is doing a great thing. He's unveiling his plan. He's doing a magnificent thing, a miraculous thing most people are clueless about. The fullness of time means that at the exactly right moment, at the most precious time and the most sacred place, God's purpose and plan had to be unfold, and it had to be revealed. It's the fullness of time that allows you to see another day. And I don't know about you, but it was in the fullness of time that when I got out of my bed this morning, somebody ought to help me. I didn't have to have any help getting out of my bed. It was by the grace of God that he touched me somewhere about my body, and I beheld the beauty of this new day, as my grandmama would say, a day that I've never seen before, and a day that I'll never, ever see again. It's the fullness of time that allows you to see another day. It's the fullness of time, as our text would say, what happened in that moment. It's the fullness of time that we know the Christmas story of the baby Jesus, who was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and shepherds and wise men came to worship him. But the fullness of time goes far beyond the little town of Bethlehem. It goes beyond the manger and the silent night. It reaches back, Digging Brooks, into eternity past. Oh, somebody ought to help me. And it stretches to eternity future. Are y'all gonna pray with me? When the fullness of time had come, the promise was kept. In the Old Testament, the full promise of the prophecies, they began when in Genesis, the third chapter, somewhere around verse 15, God promised us that a Redeemer would come, and that this Redeemer would bruise the head of a serpent. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Satan, and provide atonement for the sins of fallen man's condition. It would prophesize a promise that this Messiah would be from the lineage of David, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But in the Old Testament, Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us, oh help me, Holy Ghost, a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In the New Testament, then the angel said, and I'm somewhere around Luke, the first chapter, "Mary, don't be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and that son shall be called named Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be established, and there shall be no end." In the fullness of time, the promise was kept. The prophecy was fulfilled. It was fulfilled not only in Christ's birth, but it was fulfilled in his destiny. Jesus was born as a baby on a mission with not much time to complete it. His task, all he did, was to do and complete the will of the Father. And in doing so, fulfill the prophecy of the promise God has made. Paul, in our text today, and I'm done, and we're going home. I left my handkerchief back there somewhere, but somebody give me a towel. Amen. Often we miss, thank you, the blessing and the benefits of what God is doing in all of our lives, simply because we fail to recognize what God has done in the past. I don't know about you, but I look at my past and I look around and I see that I'm still blessed. I could have been doomed, damned, and destroyed by the fires of hell. But thanks be to God, his saving grace kept me another day. Day I never seen before, and a day I never will see again. The promise of the word had become flesh. The new covenant had been inaugurated. Jesus is guaranteed, Dr. Reed. The Holy Spirit is his first installment. God has a track record of making a way out of no way. What this means is that it doesn't matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, God will show up at the appointed time. As my grandmama would say, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always there on time, in the fullness of time. God sent his son, showed up, and is still in the fullness of time. That God will show up. You were down to your last dime. You had nowhere to turn. I've been there, Deacon Brooks, but in the fullness of time. That means at the right time. God stepped in. They said that I wouldn't amount to anything. But oh, look at me now. I got a new way of walking. I got a new way of talking. I don't act like I used to act. I don't talk like I used to talk, because there's been a change in my life. Oh, what a change in your life. If God has done something miraculous for you, you ought to give God the praise. You ought to lift his name to the highest in the fullness of time. God will keep his promise. May look bleak right now. This world is messed up. May look like chaos is all around us. But in the fullness of time, God is going to step in at the right and appointed time. But in the fullness of time, the key here is that salvation was realized. The angel told the Lord, and I'm done, I'm going to my seat. Shepherds, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ Lord. Now we have the redemptive plan. And that redemptive plan was when Jesus was born. It was realized. It was Jesus himself that told Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is salvation. Not the Santa Claus. Not all the gifts. The gifts are good. The surprises are good. But Christmas is all about salvation. For when we do it, we do an injustice to think of Christmas as only a crib. But it was the cross. Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ. And we must remember that he was born to die for the sins of this world. Come on and give God some praise. He came at the right time. There in Bethlehem for the sins of this world. Isn't it marvelous to know that we have a Savior that we can tell all our troubles to? We have a Savior that will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everybody stand to your feet. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Sing that. Today, this is a great time that you can come wherever you are. Listen to the words of this song. Listen. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not all about Santa Claus. Santa Claus cannot give you salvation, but Jesus can. He died for the sins of this world. And he was resurrected on the third day morning. Would that be one? It's prayer time right there where you are. Amen. Right there where you are. In this season of giving, the greatest gift that could ever be given to any of us was the gift of salvation. Salvation is freely given. It doesn't cost any of us anything. So right now, right where you are, it's prayer time. If there are those that want to come to the altar, amen, you may do so. But wherever you are, we ought to be thanking God for the Savior that brought salvation to everyone that put their trust in Him. Perhaps there's somebody here today that needs to intercede on behalf of a friend, a family member, or whatever the case is, or maybe you're just going through something. All of us are going through something. Whatever the case is, we can turn it over to Him. And He'll make everything all right. Dr. Reed, if you don't mind, can you pray our altar call? Amen. Thank you. As she's coming, let us pray together with her.
Yes.
Oh.
that your angels watch over us all night and all day. God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness, and your kindness. Thank you, Father, that you're so awesome. You knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. You predestine and ordain our days. God, you know our thoughts before we think them. Great are you, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. God, for all of those who've come down and those who didn't come down, the spoken and unspoken concerns, Lord, we humble ourselves right now before your mighty hand that you may exalt us in due time. And now we are casting all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness, and your kindness. Thank you. You are our shield, our protector, our strong tower. God, you told Moses that you are the I am. And God, you're the I am for anything that we need. Thank you that by Jesus' stripes we are already healed emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually, financially. God, in every way, you have already made us whole. Thank you, Jesus, for taking everything that concerns of all of our sins, O Lord, and you nailed them to the cross. When you were nailed to the cross, when you said it is finished, it is finished. So we walk by faith and not by sight, looking unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Bless now, God, everyone that is in this building and those who are listening. Bless our families, O God. The blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. The sole of our feet to the crown of our heads. Tip our right hand and tip our left hand. God, your precious blood on the portals of our minds, our wills, and our emotion. Oh, Lord, as we continue to look to you, thanking you in everything, we give thanks. For it is your will, O Lord, that we humble ourselves and say, well done, O God, you will say it to your people. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. And as we continue to look to you, not looking to the left or to the right, God, undergird us with your strength by filling us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be endued with your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. God, encamp your angels around us. Give your angels charge over us. Oh, Lord, thank you for the young man that has come on in the military, oh, God. We pray for all those who are serving our country. We pray for all those, oh, God, who are serving you by being in your ministry, for you have called us ministers and ambassadors of you, oh, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask or think by the power of your spirit working in and through us. So we thank you for our victory is already done. The victory is already done. The victory is already done. So we believe it and receive it as we walk by faith and not by sight. Call those things not as though they were, according to your holy and divine will. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for everything. Amen and amen.
Keep watching.
Can I just sing a verse of this hymn? Amen. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word.
last month, a month before. But I like to say that me and these two kids was in a very bad accident, and we're here to tell about it. Nobody have to go and tell our family we died. We're in pain. We hurt. He's hurt. I'm hurt. She didn't get hurt. Thank God. Akasi saved her. But I thank God that I'm here today.
Amen. Because he first loved me.
Gentleman's name, Brother Wilder on the organ. Give him a hand. Amen. Give Jesus a hand. Amen. He is the reason for the season. Thank God for our ushers, our mothers, deacons, members, and friends. If we don't see you on next week, Merry Christmas to all of you. Amen. And have a safe one. Amen. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet commune of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Let us all say, amen. Have a blessed day.